Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning, Hawaii. Good morning, everyone around the world. It's a beautiful day here. I can't even begin to tell you how gorgeous the Mid-Pacific Country Club location is. It's very, very difficult. That's why I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. If you could just open up their site, it'll show you. It's magnificent. This course is built into a valley that is surrounded by the most amazing mountain range. It's called the Ko'olau Range, and it's a new range of mountains. So they're jagged edges, but it's totally green because it rains up against the windward side. And when it does rain, there are these fountains that come down that make just amazing waterfalls. It's beautiful. And then on the other side of this golf course, you overlook the Pacific Ocean, and it's Lanikai Beach. It's absolutely stunning. In fact, half of the people who live on Oahu don't even know what this place looks like or how to get here. Which is okay, because there's more room. They like it like that over here. Okay, the Golf Club broadcasting on this beautiful April 16th, and thank you for stopping by in the clubhouse this morning, live from the Mid-Pacific Country Club and the 2011 Mid-Pac Open. We've also got Matt Cooper checking in. He'll be coming in to us from Spain. He's at the European Nations Cup. He writes for golf365.com. And Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center, he's joining us as well. How do we make this show possible? Because we have these marvelous sponsors. Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial, kitchen design, and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product. You can depend on Alaka'i Mechanical. I do. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property, whether you need protection. For instance, your neighborhood, your shopping center, or an event that you're putting on and you want the best protection, you can call Star Protection. Star Protection is what you need, and if you'd like to join the star team, give them a call. Moon Physical Therapy. Okay, you've just had your knee done, okay, and you need to do some rehab work. I know that's the hardest part. You got a surgery, and now you got to make it work again. Moon Physical Therapy, or if you've been in an accident, in an automobile accident, and all of a sudden your neck is not quite right anymore, Moon Physical Therapy. And listen for Moon Physical Therapy warm-up tips with Julie Moon. So Julie Moon is right across from Sports Authority. That's right on Ward Avenue. Poipu, if you come to Hawaii, you have to play at Poipu Bay Golf Course. 742-8711, 808-742-8711. They have special values and packages not only for Kama'aina, that's what we call us if you live here. They also have special packages for visitors, and it is Kauai's South Shore Gem. Seriously, open now. They closed the course completely, did the greens all over again. It is playing beautifully from tee to green. That is Poipu Bay Golf Course. Joey Tadeo, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
It's so good to have you on the show because you have a whole new location, and you tell me there's lots of food nearby. And to me, that's, of course, really critical because I want to go find a place to eat. Where are you?
We're in the City Square Shopping Center in the Dillingham, Kapalama area, right near the DMV. So there's a lot of good places to eat over there. There's Sugoi's restaurant and Young's Fish Market. So, you know, when choosing the new location, we definitely took that into consideration, where we could go and walk to go eat.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the most important things that you know, can happen in Hawaii is grinds, man.
It doesn't do me any justice for my figure, but it is very convenient for us.
Well, that's why you go out and play golf, to take care of your figure. And if you want to play around today, by the way, we're going to have a partly sunny day. It's kind of a little hazy, a little humid. So bring the sunscreen and drink a lot of fluids. That is so important when the Vogue is in. Pele, she is erupting, and there we have some southerly winds, so it's kind of bringing the Vogue in over the islands. We will have some scattered showers on Kauai and Oahu, also some isolated showers over Maui County. The winds are variable, 15 miles an hour, so just go out and have a great time today. We're also in the clubhouse. Bobby Themia, she's the Jenny K chairperson. Now, we have the mid-pack open going on with John Ellis in the lead, Nathan Lashley, and Nick Mason. They're going to tee off all together in threes. And then this is great because we've got these young guys playing, right? Then we've got Kevin Hayashi. He's like a seven. How many times has he won Player of the Year in Hawaii? Seven times, the Aloha section, Player of the Year. Brady Stockton and David Ishii is right there. I mean, you all the old guys, I shouldn't call them old guys, should I? I think they're, yes, no, they're not old, they're young. Kevin Carl, Hiroyuki Naito came from Japan to play, Damian Hamila, Hans Hussey, Daryl Inaba, Ryan Collin, Stephen Zane, Philip Chun, and Takayuki Teruya with Casey Nakama and Andrew Feldman, Tommy Kim, Lance Taketa. We know these guys. The defending champion is Sam Sir, and he's there. Shot a 72-78. Don't know what happened on that 78 for him. I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about it right now either, nor think about it. Look at what we've got going on with our Rory McIlroy. I mean, you know, everybody expected him to have a hard time recovering from the Masters meltdown. And what does he do? He goes and shoots a 64 in Malaysia. He's now leading. Of course, they had to stop the round because there was a three-hour delay. They've had a lot of lightning strikes there in Malaysia. And that's, I think, kind of put the, you know, kibosh on getting the round three finished. So they're going to have to finish round three tomorrow, which is in a couple of hours in Hawaii. But let me ask you, Joey, when you've had a really bad round, like, let's say, Rory did at the Masters, and you're going to go out and play again, what do you do?
Well, that's kind of a hard thing, you know, especially for someone who is at that highest level. When you have a bad round, you just need to put it out of your mind. You know, you need to kind of think about the positives, so about all the good rounds that you played, and kind of take that to the course with you. If you kind of let it eat at you and fester inside, you know, it's going to be hard to get over. But I think a lot of the best players in the world and certainly a lot of the best players in Hawaii are able to just forget about it, just throw that round away and start fresh. I mean, that's the good thing about golf. You can always start fresh with a new round of golf and everything's going to be okay.
Now, and yet we haven't come to the round where he melted down. And it happened to him once before at the British Open. And now I think it was the British Open. When he was doing so well, and then just everything fell apart. It's the fourth round, and in particular from the Masters' point of view, it was the final nine holes when everything went, it just fell apart down the tubes, so to speak. Bobby Themia, you are welcome to join in at any time. I like how you use the thumbs. And away he went. Yes, right down the tubes. So is that, have we yet to see him accomplish the rebound?
I think, you know, he's such a great player. And, you know, probably you could chalk some of that stuff up to inexperience. But, you know, people said the same thing about Phil, you know, before he broke through and won, you know, all those Masters. He has a monkey on his back, and, you know, he had a lot of pressure. And, you know, through experience, you know, through confidence in his own game, he overcame that huge obstacle. And I think, you know, with enough tournaments, especially majors under Rory's belt, we'll definitely, he's a good enough player to win multiple majors. And I wouldn't anticipate not seeing him win, you know, more than one.
Okay, so this isn't the Sergio Garcia. Isn't that terrible for me to say? That's just awful.
Cool.
It's just awful. But it's the first thing I think of, you know? I mean, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, I think, you know, you see Rory rebounding with a good round in Malaysia. That means, you know, he's still in a pretty good state of mind. Sergio, I think he's had years of, you know, I wouldn't want to say mental anguish, but, you know, he's had a rough few years, although I'd take his life in an instant. We're on a little bit different boat here. I mean, Rory's still playing really well. He's knocking on the door, whereas, you know, Sergio's kind of, you know, some people are wondering maybe he's washed up and, you know, maybe he doesn't want to be on the golf course anymore. I think Rory still has that fire in him.
Absolutely. Absolutely has. Yes. And he's doing fabulous. So I saw him bowling. I mean, it's too crazy because they got rained out, right? Or so he's bowling. He's out bowling. Somebody was talking this week about how, you know, if you need to get over the Masters letdown, you know, check out bowling. Well, there they were in Malaysia bowling. And I thought, there were for all those bowlers out there, yes. Where are you located? We're talking with Joey Tadeo, the Aloha Golf Center. You've got everything from putting analysis to swing analysis, equipment, repair. You're the one-stop shop.
Well, you know, in the days of, you know, big box stores, a small operation like us, we really can't compete with something like that. So we need to offer maybe a little bit different service, a little more custom service to what our customers need. So, you know, when people come in, we want to make sure that we can offer any service that they may need, whether it be repairs or, you know, a lesson, swing analysis, or if they're looking for a particular shaft, we want to have anything and everything that they might need, including some of the more unique stuff that they might not see at, you know, the bigger retailers.
You mean like your Bettinardis?
Like our Bettinardi putters?
Yeah.
We are the only Bettinardi putter fitter in Hawaii right now. And we also just became the only Miura iron dealer in the state. And if you're not familiar with Miura products, you know, Katsuhiro Miura is known for making probably the finest forged iron in the world. So we're very proud to have been offered that opportunity, and I think it'll do well for some of our, you know, more astute customers.
Certainly speaks well of you, Joey Tadeo from the Aloha Golf Center. We're going to come back. We've got a swing analysis to give away. Or should we do the putting analysis, thinking of Bettinardi putters? We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We've got, of course, in addition to the professional flight, which we mentioned, we're at the 2011 Mid-Pacific Open at the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club. If you get a chance to play at Mid-Pacific Country Club, Jason Amoy takes care of this course like you wouldn't believe. And they're going to be doing some bunker work. Some people say, well, the bunkers, they're, you know, sometimes they're soft and sometimes they're not. They're doing some bunker work here to bring them all into the same condition. So you won't be able to say that. And they're also opening up the viewplane. I don't know how much more you could open up the viewplane here, as Larry Gilhooly likes to say. But it's absolutely spectacular. They're going to do a lot of work on the clubhouse, make it so that the roof opens and closes for a starry night. I can't imagine anything more romantic than being here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club in the evening as the sun sets over the Ko'olau Range. And, of course, you've got the sunrise in the morning, which is absolutely spectacular. So it's right here, Mid-Pacific Country Club. And in addition to the professionals, John Ellis, Nathan Lashley, and Nick Mason, Kevin Hayashi, Bradley Stockton, and David Ishii with Kevin Carl at the top of the leaderboard, we've got the Whippersnappers, the championship flight. Championship flight is always the young kids. They're not professionals, but they're really good amateurs. And Kalena Prius, Tyler Simpson, Seung Jae Meng, and Donnie Hopoi with Brandon Kopp. He's not a young whippersnapper anymore, but Brandon Kopp, Richard Hattori, Rudy Kabalar, Doug Banks, they're all fighting it out with Sky Inakoshi. God, Sky, you know, I remember when he was 9 and he started in junior golf. It's just amazing. These children aren't supposed to grow up. Lawrence Chan is a defending championship flight person. He's, I think, in college. Joey Tadeo is with us from the Aloha Golf Center, and Bobby Femia from the Jenny K. Jenny K is a fabulous event that is for women only. And women are able to play here at the Mid-Pacific, Mid-Pac Open. They sometimes let girls in the championship flight. Do we let boys play in the Jenny K?
No.
Boys have enough.
It's Jenny K Women's Invitational.
It's the Jenny K Women's Invitational. Yes.
Yes. We do like girls and women, but no boys.
How long have you been putting on the Jenny K here?
This is the 61st annual Jenny K Wilson Invitational Tournament.
Wow. And what's the purse?
No purse. It's the champion gets a gold Hawaiian bracelet.
Beautiful.
And then in each flight, you get your Jenny K shield.
And you're wearing one.
Yes. I battled it out for second place 1 year, and that was the medal.
You battled it out for second place. You are awesome.
It's a very tough tournament. You know, when you talk about what happened to Rory McIlroy,
yes,
you kind of get that feeling out here in the Jenny K. It's very high level of competition. You get the nerves. You get all of that. But it's a beautiful, wonderful experience.
What's this course like to play?
Tough.
Really?
It's tough for women. It's a long course for women. So,
how long is it?
Okay. You could ask me a hard one. Long.
But, we'll have to get Jason up here to explain everything. Jason!
and when Jason's not in a good mood, it's even tougher.
Isn't he naughty?
Naughty. Hole placements can be tough.
I know, because, see, he was at Wileye.
Yes, stole him from Wileye.
Yes, you did. You stole him from Wileye, so he, you know, with the Sony Open, he used to do the pin placement.
Yeah.
So he's brutal.
Yes.
He brings
all. I think
all
that's where he crafted his trade.
He did. He did, and he brought it right here to the Mid-Pac Open and the Jenny K. And he does. You know, he's so nice on Thursday and Friday. It's like, and then all of a sudden Saturday
he's diabolical. Yes. I spot for the Mid-Pac Open on some of these holes, and I see some of the pin placements, and I see what happens to the players trying to get to those holes, and some days it's not a pretty.
No, and he keeps it so fast too.
Yes. Our greens aren't quite that fast for the Jenny K.
Oh, he gives you a break.
Yeah, around 10, 11.
Oh, just.
Yeah. So it's tough, and our champions play a longer course than the other flights play.
I wanted to ask
you. We finally had
that.
To move them back. They were just eating up the course. So those 11-year-olds were just killing us.
Isn't it awful?
Yes.
Yes. It's partly to blame Joey Taddeo. He's been teaching those 11-year-olds. Any one of the youngsters in this field stand out for you, Joey?
Youngsters, you know, wow. It's like every time I open the newspaper or I look online for scores, I just see, you know, all the junior golfers at the top, all the old guys that I know, you know, I don't know. I guess I need to cheer them on a little bit more. But I think Donnie Hopoi, I've had an opportunity to play with him, and he is an awesome player. He has, you know, good firepower. He hits the ball nice and far, and I think he's very mentally tough upstairs. So,
how old is he?
If I'm not mistaken, I think maybe he's in the eighth grade or maybe just entering high school. So he's a youngin, but I think we're going to see his name a lot in the future.
Interesting. How about Rudy Kapilar? I've heard a lot about Rudy.
I don't know him personally that well, but you know he's
from Maui.
I've seen his name a lot. And, you know, he's another fine player. You know, but I think a lot of these up-and-coming junior golfers that you just mentioned, I think they're probably going to give him a run for his money also.
Yes, it's true. You know, every time we have, you know, youngsters like Sky Inokoshi, I mean, he's amazing. He's been playing this particular tournament. I think this is his second or third year. And he was 12 when he started playing here. It's just and it's a long course. And he's playing well. So let's give away the putting analysis. Now, what does that entail?
Well, the customer or the lucky winner comes in. And, you know, first we have a Q&A. You know, we kind of get a feel for what they may need with the analysis. You know, it might be that they're looking to make a few more putts, which everyone is looking to do, or maybe they feel a little uncomfortable with their putter. So we kind of go through a Q&A. We have them hit a few putts on our camera, which can take about 1,000 frames per second, so we can see exactly what the putter head is doing, their path, how the ball is rolling, things like that. And then from there, we can make a recommendation as to what would help them roll the putt better, make more putts. You know, it might be shortening the putter blade or lengthening, adjusting the lie angle or the loft, or maybe even, you know, getting a different type of putter. You know, instead of a blade putter, their stroke might be better suited to a mallet putter. So we determine that, and, you know, we try and get the player rolling that rock better.
Excellent. It's what I did when I came in to see you.
Exactly. You went through that a little bit, so you got to see firsthand, you know, what that putting analysis is all about.
All right. All you have to be is the 18th caller. It's really easy. If I could just remember the number.
Quick, give me a phone.
Isn't it? It's really cool. When you see what you do with your club and how I'm kind of lucky because I have a nice swing, so I don't, but I could still see I was coming a little bit on the outside, and then I'd straighten out and then come into the inside. It was very fascinating to see exactly what I did. The number is 296-5467. No? Oh, Rick is going, no, it's not. Raphael, you can help me here. I'm not in the studio. I'm on location. I'm distracted by the beauty. Hey, you know what? If you want to come and find out a really great way to play this golf course or play better golf is come and watch these guys warm up and then go follow them on the course. Then you see, you come out here, follow them on the course at Midpack. It's all open. There's no charge. It's like having a lesson at no charge, all right? Then you go with an A flighter or a B flighter, somebody who's kind of matching up with your handicap. After that, you say, gosh, I'm hot. Take a dip in the ocean. Just go jump into Lanikai Beach and have a great time. Okay, Raphael, you are the best. It's 296-5467. 296-5467. And if you are the 18th caller, my producer is giving me grief. We're going to take a break after we get our winner, first of all. 296-5467. So let's, Bobby Femia from the Jenny K. When, who can play in the Jenny K? We're talking about all these great players, you know. Can we actually come here and play? You have D flight?
We have E flight, actually.
You have an E flight, okay.
But it's 22.8 is the highest index we'll take.
22.8.
That translates to about a 24, 25 handicap here. So anybody, you have to have a gin handicap. Okay. And our championship flight, we will take the younger girls. You have to be 16 or older, but if you're younger than that, you can play in the championship flight if you have a 0 to 5.0 handicap. Isn't that what your handicap is? And it's amazing how many of these young girls have that
I know.
Handicap.
When I talked to Michelle Wee,
yes.
Okay, she was
11 when
11.
She won.
Yes, she was 11 that Saturday when she sat across from me. And it was one of the most nerve-wracking moments in my experience, because when you sit across from an 11-year-old and you're about to interview the 11-year-old, you say to yourself, okay, am I going to get a yes, no answer, right? So I started talking, and she just went with it and just had this great conversation. She practiced at least 3 hours every day on the school days, and on the weekends it was 7 hours. And I'm like, my God.
But lucky for her, she loves golf.
Oh, I know.
I don't think you can do that unless you really love what you're doing. I don't care who the kid is. I think they have to really love.
Absolutely.
The game.
And you can't. You have to give the person a choice too. You know. And when I say child and person, I really mean that, because little people, they're little people.
Yeah.
And you need to see what their interests are. And she chose golf.
Yes.
So that, and her parents, at her age when she started, where would you like to be? In the middle of your parents, right? In the middle of their love. You still want to be there when you're 11 and 12 and 13. And then things get a little sketchy.
Yeah, after that it changes.
So if you would like to win your putting analysis, Joey Tadeo is on with us from the Aloha Golf Center. And all you have to do is be the 18th caller at 296-5467. Doesn't cost a thing, and you will learn so much. I'm telling you, you will love it. No, don't be afraid to see it. Don't be afraid to see it, because you can make changes when you see it. You'll really enjoy it, and you'll enjoy going to the Aloha Golf Center, because it's great. It's 808-296-5467. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. And by the way, our leaderboard, and I need to mention that Dean Wilson is in contention, right at the Valero Texas Open, with round three in progress. Vaughn Taylor, Jeff Maggart, Brant Snedeker, Kevin Sutherland, Rich Beam, Jeff Ogilvie, Charlie Hoffman, Kevin Chappell, and Brendan Steele are all tied for first.
Oh, wow.
When you talk about a log jam at the top of the leaderboard, that would be it. And congratulations, Don Glatt. He is our winner of our putting analysis, and Bobby's going, darn it. Hey, you know what? I think maybe I can use a little bit of juice over here. Let's see. Do you think it might be possible for Bobby to come in and get a putting analysis, Joey?
We'd definitely be happy to see Bobby.
You can do that?
Okay. Shave a couple strokes off my game.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7?
Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. I was giving you the entire rundown at the Texas Valero Open, round three in progress. And it's Frederick Jacobson, Ricky Barnes, J.B. Holmes, and Dean Wilson. They're tied for second. So, yeah, Dean Wilson's just right back at one shot, one stroke back. He was here last year and playing here at the mid-pack. And it was great to see him here. It's great to see him get his card back. It's such a struggle to lose your card and to get it back and to go through that whole experience. Really, really difficult. And it's good to see that he's working hard. And the man does work hard. Do you know him, Joey?
I know him a little bit. I've had a chance to play with him a few times. Hands down, one of the best ball strikers I've seen. His weakness?
Yeah.
I think to compete on the PGA Tour, a lot of people can criticize, but, they don't realize how good these guys are. There's not really a weakness. I would say, if he had a weakness, maybe he could sink a few more putts. But, at that level, everyone's a great putter. It's just whoever sinks one or two more putts, those are the guys who usually win the tournament.
That's what I wanted to hear. Way understated when we start criticizing a guy's play who's on the tour, nationwide tour, at any level.
Even mid-pack open.
These guys are good. And, we can take their game apart, but the bottom line is, for so many people talk about Tiger Woods. Did he use up all of his putts? Did he use up all of the magic? He used to will the ball into the cup. He could will it in. Can he still will in the putt? All of these things are very interesting. And does the bounce go in your favor? If you're on a lucky streak, the bounce goes in your favor. If you're not on a lucky streak, it doesn't. It really has nothing to do with your ability. It has to do with where the ball ends up and how creative you are getting out of whatever you got yourself into. And that I think, was what Tiger was so amazing at. He could never really hit the ball. In fact, he said he wasn't a very good golfer. He just knew how to recover from bad shots. He said that several times. And it was true. Now he's having a hard time recovering from... When they said he's hitting the ball straight, I went, oh, my God, that's not going to work. Tiger doesn't know how to play from, in the middle of the fairway. He knows how to play from anywhere else. Kevin Na, we can't continue the show without... I know everybody. I'm so tired of hearing about Kevin Na. Did you see perchance the ninth hole when Kevin shot the 16?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it, or the coverage, but I kind of read up about it.
Okay.
And those golf course holes. On the PGA Tour, some of them are so tough. I'd probably make a 30 on one of those holes, if I wasn't careful. So again, we can criticize, but until we're out there, it's kind of hard to say.
What I wanted to do is take this as a lesson. Okay, lesson number one. His caddy Kenny actually said, Kevin, you should go back to the tee. Don't play this. The lie is just too bad. And when you saw it on television, those trees that he hit into looked more like, oh, I don't know, brambles. I mean, low, like kiawe. In Hawaii, it'd be like being in the midst of a kiawe forest, right, on the Waianae Coast, which is really dry. I mean, I'm trying to describe, like, a really nasty little low brushy thing that doesn't give you any swing space. It's not soft. It's not nice and friendly. And there's rocks in the ground all around you. So not only do you have this really nasty bramble bush around you, you have no soft ground to hit off of. Okay, so that was number one. His caddy said, "Don't do that." Okay, number two is Kevin went into the madness of the bramble bush and started hitting fast. And then he was like, bam, bam. And I'm like, slow down, slow down. You're not even thinking. And you could tell that he wasn't thinking. You know, he was like just, and he whiffed one shot. And he didn't even keep count. At some point, he lost count of how many times he was striking the ball. He had a 14. Then he had a 15. And then it was posted on PGA Tour that he got a 15 for that particular hole. And then later on, I found out it was a 16. And it was because they went back and looked at the tape and actually counted. One, two. Now, the beauty of this is that he walked away and laughed. And he was mic'd during the entire experience. And he did not fall apart emotionally. That was truly an amazing moment. I can't imagine another player being in that position and pulling that off. And that's our lesson for today, okay? Regardless, you need to slow down and think about the next shot that you're going to take. That would be the first thing to do. No, the first thing to do would be to listen to your caddy. You can say it.
Isn't that what you're paying him for? He earned his money that day. Wow.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So do listen to your caddy if you have the opportunity to have one. Take heed. And the caddy at the end, he didn't berate Kevin. He didn't say anything. All he said was, you know, the next time I suggest that we start from, let's actually go back to the first, to the tee and start from there. We're joined, Bill McRobert, B-Flight. Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. How are you?
Excellent. You look fabulous. Are you getting younger?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am.
What's the magic potion?
Crispy bacon.
You know. Bacon!
Yeah, you know. You got to have that dead pig.
Frequently. Okay. I'm all for it. How are you playing?
Well, it was sort of a tale of two rounds. 82, leading in the clubhouse the first day.
Uh-huh. Feeling good?
Yeah.
Strong?
And then a smooth 94 on the second day. Yes. Tried to shoot my way right out of the cut.
Did you succeed?
No, I made it. In fact, I've got an 8:04 tee time. So
how are you preparing yourself mentally for this?
Crispy bacon. just finished breakfast.
Last night, did you get a good night's sleep?
Actually, no.
No. Did you put that 94 right out of your mind?
Well, actually, I'm just hoping that with the breakfast I can take copious amounts of Advil. And it'll just... Hey, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
At what I'm finding now, 4 days of golf in a row. Yes. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I was thinking, I hope I missed the cut, man. I don't know if I can deal with this.
It is hard, isn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you.
But you've been doing it for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. No, I have.
Didn't remember that it was like this last year.
No, I know.
It's funny. It's kind of like giving birth.
Well, I can't tell you about that part. But I can tell you that the song the Beatles did, you know, Will You Still Need Me? Will You
Still Feed Me When I'm 64?
Well, that's coming up real soon. Will you feed me some Advil?
Well, it's important that you take that before the round, and that way the circulation is going. That's what they're saying. So when you shot the 64, what happened?
It's a 94.
I'm thinking of Rory McIlroy. Certainly, let's put 30 strokes onto that. 94. Yes.
Well, that's a good question. It's one of those days where I didn't hit any bunkers the first day, and I found a lot of them the second day.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, and this is just the luck of the deal, you know, you hit a drive, it's not that bad, and it ends up next to a tree. Or, you know, you're sort of stymied. Now you got to chip out. And
we were just
the luck element.
We were just talking about that. You know,
yeah.
It happens to the best tour players.
Yeah.
And we can pick apart their game. It really had nothing to do with how well they're striking it.
Right.
And when the guy says, you know, my score did not reflect the quality of my game. I
Correct.
Was playing good.
Yeah.
But I ended up on that, in that tree over there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
It just bounced over there.
And it was that, it was just right one day, you know, one hole after another. It was the same thing.
You know, Bill, you're
the probably
first.
Didn't have a 16 on any hole.
I didn't. I
no 16.
But I did miss the hazard on 17 by like that. That's about a foot.
About
for those
a foot.
Of you who
can't see
fingers.
What you're
yeah,
doing.
Right. and then got a little bit greedy and put it into the hazard on the shot. I mean, you know, my caddy, Melissa, that's my daughter back there.
Yay, caddy! Now listen.
You didn't
to her.
Listen to your caddy.
No. She's just look. She was upset.
she was upset that you didn't listen.
I know. She's gone.
Does she play well?
Okay.
Is she going to play in the... Are you going to be in the Jenny K?
Oh, no.
No?
Okay. It's in Italy.
Oh, okay. That's driving range kind of girl, she said.
Yeah.
19th hole. I like her.
Right. Oh, yeah. She does a good 19th hole.
Party day.
Let me just make one comment before
sure.
I get a run.
Oh, did you have to leave us? We're having
so
much fun.
Well, I know. But, you know, I thought maybe I'd have at least two or three practice fights.
Oh,
you
swing a little bit.
Maybe
not that. Okay.
Now it doesn't make any difference. You made the cut, so what the
That's,
heck?
Yeah, now it's
yeah.
just fun from here
yeah,
on out.
It's just
yeah.
fun. So what's interesting is, you know, Jason is trying to trick the course up, but Mother Nature just isn't not cooperating.
Oh, now, you're the first person to come in on any event here at MidPack not complaining about Jason and what he's done.
Oh, no. He
hasn't
tried,
played yet.
On Saturday.
Yeah, but there's no wind.
No
so
wind?
The greens don't dry out.
Right.
And yesterday it kept a light drizzle, so that actually the green speeds were quite good, and his pin placements were very reasonable. It's almost like...
Well, wait until today.
I know. No.
This is yes.
Well, if the winds, all that had to happen was if the greens dried out and they got a little bit faster, not a lot. They just had to be a little bit faster. So, like I said, it was Mother Nature. Wasn't Jason?
No. Jason would have made it horrible.
Oh well.
If he could, he would.
You should have seen number 8 yesterday.
Back left.
It was middle left. You know, but it was one of those things where there was this small circle that you could. Go into and you'd be okay.
Otherwise, you're off the bat.
Yeah, it's just it's interesting. He did that the day before on 12 on the first day.
Uh-huh.
You know,
makes
it
just there's a yeah, little right. landing, just a little
yeah,
landing
just,
place.
Just,
yes,
just a couple places. But
yes.
other than that, you know, they.
It was okay.
He must be in a good mood this week.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
see.
I'm gonna go see what they're like.
It's always good talking to you, Bill McRoberts.
Oh.
Have a great time.
Billy the Goat.
I.
Please. Let's not be so formal. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Good.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And we're talking this morning with Bobby Femia, Jenny K. chairperson. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is Mid-Pack 2011. We're having a grand time. Joey Tadeo from the Aloha Golf Center just gave away a fabulous putting analysis. You should go down and have your putting analyzed. It won't be a teaching. You don't have to go get taught if that's something that you don't like. But you can see what you're doing with your putter. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit a pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Matt Cooper is checking in all the way from Spain because we're going to be talking about on the LET, that's the Ladies European Tour, the Euro Nations Cup is underway. Before we do that, we're going to say goodbye to a lovely lady, Bobby Femia, the Jenny Kay chairperson. Did you say that it's completely sold out already, Jenny Kay?
Right now we're full.
That's my fault. I'm engineering myself, which is totally unusual.
Double test. Yes, we are full at the moment. You can still get on the standby list. And, you know, usually there's dropouts and last-minute emergencies and things like that.
It's great to know that the Jenny Kay is booked.
Yeah, we're fortunate. The last 2 years we've been full pretty quick.
It's great.
But she's Kathy Ordway is our applications chairperson. You can go on the website or 808 Golf.
Yes.
And the MidTac website and get an application.
Excellent.
So we'll welcome you on our standby list. And like I said, it's 0-5 for the championship flight. Christina Merkel was our defending champion.
Yes.
But she's trying to come back, but she's in college, too. She grew up, too.
And I know.
And we have
Allison
Corpuz will be here.
Yay, Allison. Great.
Yes, from former winners. And then we go up to, like I said, 22.8 index for the E-flight.
Okay.
So if you fit in that category.
Anywhere between there and here and there.
That's a pretty good range. So.
Yes, it gives everybody a chance. And, you know, you really don't know how good you can be until you put yourself under pressure. You are the walking score chairperson for the Sony Open.
Right.
You were talking about Corey Pavin and how that
we were talking pressure. What happens under pressure?
Yeah, and that as we talked, Matt Cooper, welcome to the show.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Excellent. You know, we were talking about how the pressure. All these guys are great.
Right.
All the women are great.
Yep.
All the men are great. They're all great golfers. What happens that day? How the ball bounces? Pretty much dictates how the outcome of, and then the pressure. Tell me what happened with Corey Pavin.
Well, he had been a former contender leader in the Sony Open and several years later, so all of a sudden he's contending again, and then all the media come.
Swoop in?
Yes, they do. They just literally swoop in. And when you've been out there kind of alone, concentrating, your game's doing well, and then all of a sudden you have all these distractions.
Boom.
Bogey, bogey, bogey.
Oh.
And then they disappear.
Oh, God.
It's like cockroaches. You know, and then boom, they're gone, and they go off to the next person, and it's very disconcerting when you're playing. And so just those little distractions affect your game.
Absolutely. You have to have blinders on.
Exactly.
And not be able to see the cockroaches swarming.
Yeah. And then, you know, the greens are so fast. And, you know, on TV when you watch him miss those two-foot putts, you think, oh, I could have made that. No, you can't. At Sony, it's the same thing. You know, you watch them try to make those two-foot putts, and the greens are so fast, it just touches the lip and
bounce
out. Oh.
It's gone.
You feel for them.
Yes, and now you've got to get to work.
I do. I have to go get, do my spotting on one of these holes, hope I don't get bonked on the head.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being on the show. I'll talk to you next month.
I will.
Jenny
Kay.
Yep.
Yes, we'll see
Excellent.
You then. Thank
All right,
you. Thank you for coming.
All right, aloha.
Hello.
Now, we're with Matt.
Danielle.
Cooper. Yes.
We got Doug Banks, former Kailua grad and the senior amateur.
Oh, okay. Matt, can you stand by us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Excellent. So how's this course treating you?
It's hard. The greens are running about 12 and a half and rock hard, and you just hope.
So, yeah, you hope. Did you get to see any idea what the pin placement is like today?
Not yet. I haven't got my sheet, but I'm sure they're not going to be easy. Okay. I don't think there are easy pin placements out here.
But you did better yesterday than you did the day before.
Yes, I did. I made a couple putts. That was the difference. I hit the ball well and just made some putts and didn't miss.
We've been talking about that, you know, that, yeah. You know, so much of it, the putting, it's just, Aloha Golf Center has a nice putting analysis where you can
right.
see what you're doing with your putting. You know, how many frames per second does it take, Joey?
We can go up to 1,000 frames.
Wow. I don't want to see it.
No, you do. You do. Actually, you
won't. I might quit.
No, you won't. I promise you won't. I did it. And I
would. No, it would be tremendous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're right down Waya Camilo. What is your location, Joey?
Our physical address is 1286 Kalani Street, so we're kind of right on that corner of Waikumilo and Kalani.
Yeah.
In the City Square Shopping Center.
Yeah, anyway.
That would be a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, Doug, you would really appreciate seeing what it can do for you. Now, what's it like having, like, you know, Donnie Hopoi and Kalena Prius and all these, and Rudy Caballero, all these youngsters out there? Are you learning something?
Well, I'll tell you something. I played with a young kid the first 2 days. I cannot remember his name. He was leading after the first day. He's 12 years old. He shot 72 the first day.
Yes. And
yeah.
How did you learn anything from him? Rudy Caballero.
I just saw that he's got the perfect attitude. He's just out there having fun, singing, whistling, you know, and hit a bad shot, and I think that's the reason he stayed in that good round.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That is an awesome tip for us today.
Yes, indeed. Be happy.
Be happy. And just let go of that old putt that didn't go in and
yep.
go on.
You know, I'm gonna have to cut you loose. I'm on the tee.
You're on the tee? Bye.
Aloha.
So we're with Matt Cooper. He's from Spain. Actually, he's not. He listened to his accent. Where are you from, Matt?
I'm from Shropshire in England, so very, very English.
Are you going to be playing in... You're not going to be there for Skirt Golf.
I'm not going to be there for Skirt Golf. Now, I've played the course a few times, and I know John very well, and I've enjoyed playing the course and meeting K.K. Downing, the Judas Priest guitarist, and playing the course with him, but unfortunately, no, tomorrow I'm going to miss it.
You're going to miss it. You know, this is for breast cancer awareness and research. It's
That's
called
correct,
Skirt
yeah.
Golf, right?
And yep.
What's the player who's putting it on? What's his name, Mr.
His
Gidney?
Name's, his name's Jonathan Gidney, and he's played a couple of times on the Challenge Tour, which is the European equivalent of the Nationwide Tour. And John sort of just before, I think it was just before Christmas, he put a challenge up that if he could get to 1,000 Twitter followers, he would play golf in a skirt. And one thing led to another, and the challenge got a little bit more outlandish with every sort of passing minute, and eventually he sort of extended it to the idea that he'd actually have a day of everybody turning up at the golf course and raising a lot of money for the cancer charity.
In skirts?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure that too many people will be wearing skirts tomorrow, but I think there's something along the lines of you get more Stableford points if you are wearing a skirt.
Yeah. One person asked what he should wear under his skirt tomorrow, and I suggested on Twitter that he wear a pair of tight shorts.
Maybe so, and if he was Scottish, we don't want to know what he'd be wearing.
No! So, Matt, you're in Spain. It must
yes,
be fabulous.
Today's been very warm. It's been very, very nice. We're in a very nice part of Spain as well, tucked in amongst a few sort of small mountains, but also right next to the ocean. In fact, last night we that is the contestants at the European Nations Cup, the media and the officials, we all went down by bus to the local marina, and the players hit balls into the ocean aiming at a small green. So the likes of Christina Kim, Anna Nordqvist, Sophie Gustafsson, and a few of the more lesser-known European stars all had a go at that. Then we had a party up at a rooftop pool party, and then the action resumed today, and Sweden are leading by 3.
Now, I just wanted to ask before we get into the details of the tournament, how is Brittany feeling?
Brittany's feeling much better, yeah. You may have seen from my Twitter that yesterday morning I actually I saw her at breakfast, knowing that she'd been a little bit unwell on the first day, and I asked her if she was feeling any better. And there was the little sort of sad smile which indicated she wasn't feeling too great. But by the end of yesterday's round, she was feeling much better. And actually, she was after food at the party last night. And when I spotted it was being served up. I rushed over and let her know, and she was over there and getting some food. And I can also exclusively reveal that, because I spoke to her mother earlier on today during her round, that they did make it to McDonald's at some point yesterday. So
she was feeling much better.
Yeah, all the way to Spain for the best food in Europe, and made it for chicken McNuggets at McDonald's.
Sometimes you need that comfort food when you're not feeling well.
When you're not feeling well, that's correct, yes.
Now, it's great. Now, I saw that Christina mentioned that
yep.
they had a really great round today, and they've moved up. Now, yesterday, I get confused about how this is played. Yesterday they played alternate shot format, but there were two balls off the tee, and then
it's very confusing. But effectively what they do is they play alternate shot from the tee, and if you can imagine that they play the regulation shots, alternate shots, and then pick the best ball when regulation shots have been completed. So if it was a par four, Christina would tee off and Brittany would tee off. They then hit each other's shots to the green, and then they select the best ball. And on par threes, of course, they only hit. They don't have to swap the balls; they just pick the best one. And on par fives, they pick one ball after three shots have been hit.
Wow. Okay.
if you found it complicated, you ought to feel sorry for the Austrians, who, in the first year of the competition, didn't discover that they were playing the wrong rules until the 15th hole, by which point they'd run up 28 penalty shots.
Oh,
effectively out of the competition after just a couple of hours play.
Wow. Okay. Now, how did they play today? What was the format today?
The format today was a lot more simple. It was simple, better ball. So it's a little bit easier to go low today. Although that said, the Swedish team of Anna Nordqvist and Sophie Gustafsson have specialised in that rather confusing format. They shot 62 last year in the second round and 63 this year. And that's the format that's played in the final round. So with them currently having a three-shot lead, they are quite strong favorites to retain their title.
They were talking about how they had mastered doing this in a particular way, where they really don't... they talk to one another about what to hit. Can you tell us a little bit how they've done that?
Well, I don't know. That kind of flies in the face of something I asked them, which was... Because I did wonder whether on, for instance, the third hole here, it's a short par four, and if you were to hit driver, you just have a short flip over a bunker to the green, whereas a lot of players are taking irons and giving themselves sort of 8-iron in. Now, given that's the case, you would imagine that when they're going to swap the ball, there'd be some sort of discussion with the player saying, I actually want to hit 8-iron in here, so can you hit whatever? But they actually suggested that to save on the confusion, they're just hitting whatever shot they wish to hit and then letting the other deal with whatever they have to do. I know for a fact that Anna has enjoyed effectively playing Sophie's drives, because Sophie's hitting the ball sort of, and does hit the ball about 30 yards further than Anna. So she enjoys the challenge of hitting the ball to the green from slightly nearer than she's used to.
Okay, so you explained it perfectly, because I made the mistake of I swapped it, because I'm reading everything you have to say.
Yeah, well, the strange thing is, I think it's a very good example of how that particular combination, and it's been noted by Alison Nicholas, the European Solheim Cup captain, who is here watching this week, that they do things very simply. This time last year, when they were in the final round, they did actually reach, having played very well all year, they were caught by the Australians and actually required an eagle on the par 5 final hole. And I watched them very carefully as they left the 17th green. They passed a small leaderboard, and I wanted to know if they had a glance at the leaderboard, and did they then have a discussion about whether they should push for the eagle. And it was very noticeable that very little went on, and that they just concentrated on hitting good shots up the fairway. And I actually was with Anna on the 18th tee during the Pro-Am this week, and I asked her about her experience a year ago, and she laughed and then said, I think we did have a sneak look at the leaderboard, so we knew what we needed, but then we did keep it very simple, and it was just a matter of finding the fairways, then finding the greens, and hoping they actually hold the putt, which Anna did. She holds about a 20-foot putt for eagle, and wow. They won in the playoff. But I think that they keep things very simple, whereas I'd overcomplicated it by imagining that things would be tougher. I think another pairing that have done a similar sort of thing are Melissa Reed and Laura Davis, who are sort of the great English lady golfer and in some ways her heir apparent. And I know they had a very good time today. At one point they got the giggles on one tee and had to sort of look in the opposite direction to try and keep straight faces whilst their opponents hit. But I think there's very much the case that I overheard Alison Nicholas say she really, really likes the partnership of Laura Davis and Melissa Reed. So that's another one that, assuming they both make it, which I expect will happen, I think that's another possible for Ireland in September.
Interesting. Okay, we've got Sweden, Spain, Wales, England, France, Germany, Australia, USA, Finland, Netherlands, Italy, Scotland, Ireland, Denmark, Switzerland, Norway, Russia, and Austria, all in the European Nations Cup. How do we get in it? We're not European.
Yep. Four years ago, when they had the first one, they invited Beth Daniel and Meg Mallon, who at the time was the Solheim Cup captain and vice captain, to come over as a sort of, I suppose, as a sort of PR exercise to introduce them to the tour. And in actual fact, the pair of them absolutely loved this tournament. In actual fact, I could. This time last year, when they had the launch party, there was a very good-looking bullfighter who appeared at the launch party, and Meg Mallon liked him so much, she gave him a big snog on the stage. And I think that was kind of her approach to the tournament. But this year they've stepped it up a little bit, and they've kept the Solheim Cup theme with Christina and Brittany, but it's a little bit more competitive. And I mean, oddly, of course, they've not been very competitive the first couple of rounds, but today they were. And I followed them for most of the round today because I was quite interested by the notion that they were playing the Russians. And, of course, Russia and the United States, or the Soviet Union, as it then was, were one of the great sporting rivalries. It's obviously not the same on the golf course. In fact, I've just completed a piece about the two of them playing today. But it made for a real interesting sort of couple of hours watching them play. The Russians are in a completely different state of their game compared to the Americans, of course, have won millions of dollars. And both Anastasia Kostina and Maria Verchnova, who play for the Russians, they don't actually have European tour cards at the moment. But they're both fairly capable players, and they've done very well in this tournament in the past. But it was very good to see. Yeah, I mean, they are actually, to be quite honest, it's a pity for the European Tour that, I mean, Maria will get invites this year because she's very well known. But the pair of them, they're both very glamorous, and that's part of the thing of this tournament as well. It's not merely competitive on the course, but it's quite glamorous off it. You know, I was mentioning the party last night, and there's a barbecue that's going on at the moment. I can just hear a band in the background, and everyone gets dressed up and has quite a good time. And if it's a real pity, if there were sort of 10 more people like Maria, who is very, very leggy, very good-looking, it would help boost the profile, not just of the whole tour and of 10 people like Maria, but it would also help boost the careers of a lot of European golfers who stay on the LET, who, to be quite honest, they do struggle for sponsorship. I know there's a few players here who are regulars in the top 10 on the money lists of the Ladies European Tour, and they struggle to get sponsors. So I know that your listeners will be well aware that the LPGA is struggling financially, but it's the same over here.
It's the same there, too. Well, it is very, very difficult. We're going to take a break, if you can stay with us through the break. And
yep.
I want to talk to you about the Solheim Cup in Madrid. Is Spain trying to get the Solheim Cup?
In the long distance that they are, I think that might be 2015. I think actually it might be the Costa del Sol that's going for it in Spain.
Okay.
But Madrid's going for the Ryder Cup in 2018.
We'll talk about that right after this. My name is Daniel
Great.
Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
St. tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose. That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
All right, we're back in the clubhouse. We're talking with Matt Cooper from Spain. But first of all, we've got a young man who's about to...
Damien? Jamila.
Yeah, Damien Jamila joining us.
Hello.
Hi, Damien. How are you?
How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. You're in the the championship flight?
Yes, professional championship flight.
Okay, now, how's the course playing for you?
Course is playing, you know, beautiful. They did a great job as always. Greens are very slick. You have to be very careful out there. So, however, though, when the greens are fast, the putts, you know, if you get them online, they'll normally go in if you have the right speed.
Okay, so Damien, you shot a 71-74. You're right now in ninth position going into this day three. What's your strategy for the day?
I'm just going to try and keep the ball below the hole as much as I can, just depending on where the pin placements are.
Have you had a chance?
Try to keep it on the fairway.
Keep it in the fairway. Keep
right.
It below the hole. Always a good idea, particularly
right.
The way Jason Amoy sets up the course.
That's right.
Have you seen the pin placement?
I have not yet. I haven't taken a look at my pin placement sheet yet.
When you look at it, does that you make changes?
For most of us, we're probably, you know, if it says 135, we're gonna play it for 130 yards.
Okay, well,
short of the hole.
Okay, just to stay short of the hole, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And did you get a lot of sleep last night?
Yeah. Fair amount of sleep. I got two little ones, so they keep me busy.
Aha! Uh-huh. So you, I didn't want to ask how old you are because, you know, it's very difficult to tell when I'm looking at the just the basic scoreboard, leaderboard, you know, to know the age of everybody. I got Kalena Prius in here and Donnie Hopoi and Rudy Kapilar, right?
Right.
So you're a family man.
I'm a family man.
How do you keep up your game with all of
I'm just trying to do the best I can because I don't have as much time as I used to practice and stuff. So I just try to do the best I can and just be grateful that I'm out here being able to compete with
some
great young players.
What does competitive golf do for your game? Encouraging people to play in a competition like this.
Right. It just tests your game and your nerves to see, you know, where you're at as far as, you know, how you're hitting the ball and how you can handle certain situations.
Did you find that you learned more about yourself doing that?
Oh, yes, I found that. Not being able to, you know, play and practice as much. When I'm in a tournament, I got to give it 150% on every shot. So just have to take into account the time that I'm out there and just enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it and then the focus. Do you find having the distractions of the children and all the other things that come along with life, that helps you on the course focus?
Oh, sure, because it's just a game, yeah. I mean, making sure that my family is happy and taken care of is more important than a game.
So you can rely, you've kind of got that more relaxed edge.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You're going to do fine. I have something I say at the end of the show, and I want to say it to you now. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for being
day.
On the golf club.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha. That's great. That you know, really, when you look at the perspective that you have to get when, as you get, I don't know, you get a little older, you don't take things quite so seriously. You know, I think it's Sergio Garcia had that a little bit sooner and got the chip off his shoulder. I talk about Sergio because he's got so much promise, and the question is, does he still want to be in the game, on the course, giving it his all? And I think he does. I think he does. I think he's getting more comfortable with himself, and that's another thing. We're talking with Matt Cooper. Matt, any thoughts from you on that?
I read a couple of books about the nature of talent, and I think a few of them have discussed how people who are very naturally talented at a very young age, and who are told who succeed at a very young age, they're often led to believe by everybody around them that they've succeeded just because of their talent. And then what happens is that when it needs more than talent and it needs a bit of hard work, they actually struggle because their talent, or what is perceived as their talent, has got them as far as it has. And that's what they think leads to success rather than the hard work that's required later. And actually they find that next step very difficult to accomplish. So often somebody like Tiger Woods was obviously talented, but a hard work ethic was part of what was drilled into him by his father. And I sometimes think that might be a possible explanation for what happened to Sergio when he found that his talent just didn't always take him over the winning line.
Interesting. That's very good. It's very good to remember that just because you're inclined, you have that in, you know, that natural ability, doesn't mean that you don't have to buckle down. And I've seen that in youngsters, you know, where they're just good, but they don't want to put in the extra work to make themselves best and learn how to work hard. It can be very tricky. Now,
Danielle?
Yeah.
We have Kalena Pruis.
Kalena Pruis.
Flight,
yes.
From Punahou, sophomore.
Yes. Hey, and, you know, he's good. Hey, Kalena. Excellent.
How's it going?
Excellent round, 74-70.
Thank you.
Golf course is treating you pretty good. How are you liking it?
Oh, gosh. Well, the golf course is in great shape right now. You really just got to make sure you keep your head in check and make sure you hit fairways and hit greens and don't lose your mind on the putts because they can blow off in your hand. So you really got to keep your head on straight.
Say that again, Kalena.
You really just got to keep your head on straight, and especially on the greens because they're so fast. You just got to make sure you make sure you think it through before you rush it through and, you know, make some mistakes out there.
Excellent. That's so much a part of the whole mindset, is to make sure that you take it slow and very deliberate and then take your time.
Exactly, exactly. And have fun out there. It's another beautiful day in Lanikai, so nothing wrong with that.
And yeah, it's another beautiful day in Lanikai. Absolutely. I want to invite everybody to come and watch. Kalena Pruis, you've been a pleasure to talk to. When's
Thank
your tee
you
time?
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
8:35, I believe.
8:35. That's coming up real soon. I'm going to let you go, but I'd love to have you on the show sometime when you're more relaxed. We'll
Thanks.
Talk about. Yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be
anytime.
Great. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me.
Awesome.
Bye.
Okay. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thanks. See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
These young kids that are playing this game are just so exciting to talk to. They have so much to offer. I saw a young man come in just a moment ago, and he had to go. I was talking with Kalena Pruis, and Kevin Carl was just here. Unfortunately, the overlap didn't work. So Matt Cooper, who writes, you're going to have your post up for this day three at the Nations Cup in Spain, where
yep.
Christina Kim and Brittany Lincecum have really, they moved up the leaderboard.
Yep, they shot, at one point they had 7 birdies in 8 holes. So they found it today. I mean, they revealed afterwards that they had a little side bet between the pair of them to see who could get the most birdies today, just to pep them up because they'd been a little bit under the weather earlier on this week. And that seemed to do the trick, so they're right in the hunt now.
You do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
If it takes a little side bet. Now, you've been out scouting. You're so lucky. You've been to Paris and to Madrid.
Yeah.
And you said to me in an email that you thought those two would be your most likely picks for the Ryder Cup?
Yeah. What's happening is midway through May, the European Tour is going to announce which of five bids from continental Europe are going to win the right to host the 2018 Ryder Cup. Initially, there were six bids, but the Swedish one backed out. That's left five, of which I think most people that I've talked to have decided the Dutch bid, which was very innovative but a little bit flawed, and the German bid, which not very many people seem to have heard much about. Those have sort of been sidelined in people's opinions. The Portuguese bid, the planned course, lots of people like, but there are quite a few concerns about the state of the Portuguese finances. The nation's currently having to go to the European Union and ask for some pretty drastic economic help, which leads everybody to believe that it's down to France and France and Spain. And the two cities that wish to host it are Paris and Madrid. And in many ways, there's very little between them. Of course, they can both cater for tens of thousands of visitors, lots of hotel rooms, lots of flights in and out. Both nations are very used to hosting big golf tournaments and global sporting events. In terms of the golf courses, I think most people in European golf are well aware that the French course, Le Golf National, is widely viewed to be a superb potential Ryder Cup course because it's got a lot of water and birdies and bogeys are quite possible on most holes. And the Madrid team have found a fantastic plot of land in a place called Tres Cantos, just 20 minutes from the city centre. And I was taken there, and it's quite spectacular to view because it already looks like a golf course could be put down there. And there was quite a remarkable stat they gave us, which is that they would have to move less earth to create a golf course on that entire site than was needed to be moved to create the 18th hole at Celtic Manor.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, that statistic, of course, because it not only lets you know that this site is already looking like a golf course, and I should add a fantastic stadium course as well because it has lots of natural amphitheatres, but it also does kind of imply just how much earth needed to be moved for the 18th at Celtic Manor.
Which was kind of a bog. It was amazing that people were able to walk through some of those.
Yes, I mean, I feel a bit sorry for Celtic Manor because it looked like a bog, but the fairways and the greens performed spectacularly under such immense amounts of water. That, of course, is widely assumed to be a problem that won't come into force in 2018 because neither Paris nor Madrid should be wet
at that
time
point.
Of year.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem that the European Tour is facing is that if, as we suspect, it will be either Spain or France, there's a slightly political side issue, which is that if the Spanish get it, the French will feel slighted because the only previous continental European Ryder Cup was in Spain.
Ah.
And the Spanish believe that they have been probably the strongest supporter of the European Tour in Europe. There are as many as seven events annually in Spain, and many of those are sort of sponsored by regions of Spain, so that the strength of support they've given the European Tour has been massive. They also believe that they can't get a better bid together, so they'll be very disappointed if the French get it. So there's a bit of a political problem for the Tour there, that they're going to have to disappoint one of those. Half jokingly, I suggested that the Portuguese will get it because it's easier to disappoint two than one. I kind of hope that doesn't happen, but it's the sort of stupid thing that might happen.
In the Algarve, it's beautiful though.
Yeah. Well, actually, they wouldn't go to the Algarve. The Portuguese want to create a third golfing hub, separate to all the other ones that they already have. The downer of that is it's one hour from Lisbon, in a place that no one currently knows anything about.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's quite strange. And I suppose we also have to admit that the other issue that nobody really knows anything about is the fact that the Ryder Cup is essential for the European Tour for making money. So the sort of the elephant in the room when it comes to all of these issues is which bids will actually make enough money for the European Tour to feel that it's gained enough economic force from it.
Okay, so where do I want to go? Do I want to go to Spain or do I want to go to...
Personally, I like both, and I have a lot of sympathy for both of their predicaments. It's not very traditional for British people to feel European. We tend to pride ourselves on being an island nation, separate
yes,
from Europe.
So separate.
For 3 days every 2 years, Brits become very proud Europeans, And the problem is that by the time Glen Eagles has hosted the Ryder Cup in 2014, there will have been 9 Ryder Cups since continental Europe joined Great Britain and Ireland. And of those 9, only one will have been hosted by continental Europe. And that's actually why this is such a tense situation for the European Tour. If just one more had been held in Europe, they would have felt that the situation had been fairer and this would be less of a big issue.
Well, see, Matt, I don't understand. See, I always thought the Ryder Cup was always played in England or in the UK.
In the UK? The strange thing is that the Belfry has hosted the Ryder Cup 4 times, which now seems absurd when lots of different courses and countries are desperate to host it, and one fairly ordinary golf course in the West Midlands has hosted the thing 4 times.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you, as always. You know,
not a problem. I've enjoyed it.
You are just terrific, and let's do this again because it's.
I will do, and I'll raise a drink to you, a sangria to you in a minute because I'm just about to leave the office where I currently am, and I can hear the music and.
Please do. Go and
hopefully
have fun.
The big barbecue. Great. Thanks very much, Danielle.
Thank you, and have a drink for me because it's only 8:22 in the morning, and I definitely need to feel that sangria flowing
Brilliant.
Through my veins. Okay.
Okay. I'll speak to you again soon.
All right. Matt Cooper, 365 Golf. You've got to read his post about the Nations Cup that's happening. We have with us Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center. And, of course, we're at the 2011 Mid-Pacific Open. And you are, well, you really got to come over here, okay, to really appreciate the beauty of not only the Mid-Pacific Country Club. They are putting in new bunkers. Because there's been some question about the bunkering here, you know, whether it's soft and some is hard, and they're going to do new bunkers. They're creating a spectacular roof for the social clubhouse that's going to open in the evening. Can you imagine the stars? If you come from Honolulu and you come over here to Lanikai, you can actually see stars. There isn't any light pollution. It is magnificent being here. You can see the sunset over the Ko'olau. It's romantic. It's fabulous. And I'm looking at Tim Dietrich right now. He's smiling. He's the general manager. Known him for years. He used to come on the show, but he's so hesitant now. I can't get him over. Come over here. No, okay. Joey Tadeo has a swing analysis. Joey is with the Aloha Golf Center. They have a new location. They're really close to downtown. You can get out of the office and go over to Joey's place, hang out for like an hour, have lunch, because there's lots of places to eat in the neighborhood, even a McDonald's right across the street. Right, Joey?
That's absolutely right, Danielle. We've had quite a few of our customers, you know, look forward to coming over. Sugoi's restaurant's right below us, and if you're not familiar with Sugoi's, they probably have one of the best plate lunches, you know, in the state. So, you know, a lot of people look forward to getting Sugoi's, grabbing that food, coming upstairs, eating, talking golf, and then going back to work. So that's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of atmosphere we want, when real laid back, and where people don't have to feel obligated to, you know, to buy anything. They can just come in, talk golf, you know. That's what we want to try and strive for. Just a real laid-back environment.
That's what I love about the Aloha Golf Center. It is like a clubhouse where you don't have any pressure. You can come, and ladies, you go in and you just hang. If you've got questions, you know, hey, you know, I'd like to start playing this game, but I really don't know how to go about it. This is the place to go. It's so simple, and Joey is so easy to talk to. And there's no, well, you don't know the terminology, and you don't know all this and that and what have you. You can ask questions at the Aloha Golf Center, and it's really a comfortable atmosphere. And for those of you who really are into high-tech stuff, the Aloha Golf Center has all the high-tech analysis. For the 18th caller, we have a swing analysis, 296-5467. That's the number to call, 808-296-5467. Give us a call. If you're the 18th caller, you win the swing analysis. Joey, you are now the official Bettinardi fitting place. I'm going to bring my I need to fit my Bettinardi.
Correct. I remember seeing your Bettinardi putter the last time we took a look at it, and you know, we look forward to fine-tuning that so you know you can sink those one or two putts maybe to get on the ladies' tour one day.
Now, don't make me laugh, man. <You're> gonna... Mr. Picaro, you want to sit down here for a second? We're almost, I've got a minute. I just want to talk about reciprocal golf. It's all across the country. If somebody's listening right now and they want to come and play here at the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club, you know, how do they get to do that? Because, you know, it just seems to be what a lot of people want to do.
Reciprocal golf, I guess, the best thing is to contact our general manager,
okay.
Tim Dietrich.
Uh-huh.
And a letter of introduction.
From their
pro,
okay.
To our pro,
okay.
And our pro and general manager.
Okay, because...
So we do the same thing, too, when we go to their clubs.
So that's the best way to do it.
That's protocol.
Okay, that's the protocol. Yeah. Okay, and so if you're listening anywhere around the world, what you need to do is get in touch with the Mid-Pacific Country Club
mm-hmm.
and Tim Dietrich and look it up online. There's a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous website.
Mm-hmm.
You will see, really, it looks like that. I kid you not. You'll see it. It's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. And this is where they play every year. This is the 2011 Mid-Pacific Open. Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. I really enjoyed being on your show again.
And you'll be on again. Your insight
definitely
is fabulous. Absolutely. Great. And we're still taking the calls, 296-5467, for the swing analysis. Rudy Picaro, excuse me, I'm calling you Rudy Picaro. You're not Rudy Picaro. You're of the Picaro clan, but you're not Rudy. You're Gary.
I am Gary.
Somebody slapped that girl. Now, can people come in, and is there a place to eat something when you come? Can we eat? Because we're not members.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have our grill is open to the public during the
Mid-Pack
tournament.
Open. Great.
And also the beautiful snack shop.
Excellent.
And views of the course from the snack shop for the 10th and the 18th. And we look forward to having as many people come out here as possible.
Fabulous. It's always a pleasure. You can't understand the beauty of the Mid-Pacific Country Club until you come and look.
Mm-hmm.
It's surrounded by the Ko'olau Range on one side and the beautiful Pacific Ocean on the other. We have to wrap the show and thank the people who make this show possible, because without these people,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have a golf show. They are Awaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Awaka'i Mechanical, excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product. You can depend on Awaka'i Mechanical. Thomas Armstead, you are the winner of the swing analysis at the Aloha Golf Center. Another sponsor is Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, whether you need protection or you'd like to join the Star Team. Call Star Protection. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 742-8711. They've got special deals for kama'aina and visitor. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. See Julie Moon, recovering from surgery, Moon Physical Therapy. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents.